trust God, it's amazing. Life is just a marathon, so pace it. Brush pain, that thing's how you make demons. Life ain't gotta be hard, just keep it basic. Welcome back to For Me Declassified. We're your hosts, Monique McFadden and Chad Jones. And today we have with us parents of Mead students in the Mead Cluster, Ms. Rita Wharton and Ms. Keontae Lashley, and Fort Meade's Child Youth Services School Liaison Officer, Meredith McCandless.
How many times you been on the podcast, Meredith?
This will be my third.
Third. You should become a host.
How much does it pay?
I've asked her to do that. I was like, Meredith, can you co-host with me? Remember, I've asked you that. So, and again, thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. So, Meredith, has Anne Arundel County Schools, have they completed the redistricting, and how did it affect Mead Cluster Schools?
So it has not completed yet. The phase one of the redistricting is in effect for the 24-25 school year in August. And the phase two starts February 25th of 2025 with the release of the web tool. The impact on our students here on the post or in Mead Cluster in general is that the students that currently live at Heritage Park currently attend Pershing Hill Elementary School. Those students will be redistricted to Manor View Elementary School. So still in an elementary school on the post, not an enormous move. So I think that's pretty good. And then the students that attend MacArthur Middle MacArthur Middle, the ones that are from Hebron-Harmon zone, they will be redistricted to Severn Run High School rather than Mead High School. There's a dual articulation. So that Severn Run High School is what we've been referring to as Old Mill West High School. So the official name for that school now is Severn Run High School.
Good.
Is Severn Run closer than Arundel? I mean, I know the math and why they did it, but I'm just wondering, like, with distance.
That's a good question. So Severn Run High School's over there on the property of Papa Joe, where Papa John's farm used to be, near Spalding. And so I don't know what I need to look at the miles of what it is from here to Arundel and then here to Severn Run. Yeah. I'm thinking it's probably comparable.
Yeah. It's massive.
Yes.
I mean, you drive on, like, 97 and you see it, it's like,
yes, okay. It is.
I have an question for you. So with it being Old Mill Run or Severn Run High School now, with the post having the option of that neighborhood going there, would that option be open to military kids the same?
No. Okay. No, there's no, unfortunately in Maryland, there's no school of choice. So it is whatever your home address is, zoned you for a school. So you don't have that choice to select another school. There are out of area transfers that can be awarded. However, those are rare. And then they have to be extenuating circumstances. So only the kids from MacArthur that are in that Hebron-Harmon zone would go to the Severn Run. All the other kids at MacArthur are gonna go directly to Mead High School as they are now.
Can I pivot off of that? Mm-hmm. So is there a special, Mead has the Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. Is there a special program that you can lottery into that school, which would give you the opportunity to go to that
for
school?
Severn Run?
Yes.
I actually do not know what, I'm sure there will be, because there are in all of the high schools. Yeah. I don't know which ones will be in that high school.
And but, see, that's the uniqueness also of the Homeland Security program here at Mead High School. Mm-hmm. So that's all. It's one of two in the state of Maryland.
Right. And you can lottery in if that's not your zone school.
Not for the Homeland Security. Homeland Security is a signature program, and it's only for Mead High School students.
Okay.
Magnet programs, yes, IB magnet programs can be lotteried in. And the students would do that in their, they do it in their fifth grade year for middle school magnet programs, and then in eighth grade for high school magnet programs. But I can definitely find out which ones are going to house at Severn Run. I don't know that at this point.
Okay. So neither of you would like to leave the Mead Cluster School, right?
Oh, I'm almost done. So this is more for the younger children.
Well, unfortunately, fortunately for us, my child just got accepted into one of the top magnet programs at Glen Burnie for the biomedical technology program. So she will be outside of the cluster, but we're still going to be fully here to support the cluster.
Do you still now? So you have to provide transportation, or will they bus?
They bus and one house zone, but we are going to do the transportation option.
And so as we get in just a little bit. So Rita, you are the PTA president for Mead High? Treasurer.
Yes, and I'm also a parent, so my child goes to Mead as well.
Outstanding. And Keontae, you have a...
I have an eighth grader at Mead Middle. So I was the formal PTSA president at Mead Middle for last year. But now I am just the supportive parent role as I have a rising ninth grader.
There's nothing just about a supportive parent. That's part of what we see now. We need more just supportive parents.
Great. So Meredith, is there anything that the parents have to do as it relates to redistricting that they should be doing? Or is there... any type of forms?
Anything. No, they don't need to do any forms, and all of their students' school records will be automatically transferred over to whatever school they're being redistricted to. I do think it would be privy for the student or for the parent to be going on to the website aacps.org/redistricting to locate what school, if you're being redistricted, what school, so you are aware and you can prepare your student before August of the new school year. Now, I have found that school locator on the redistricting is not completely user-friendly, so if any parents just want to give me a call at my office, I can go in. I've been using it quite a bit, so it reads better to me because I'm used to it now. They can call me at my office, 301-677-1227, give me their address, and I can plug it in and let them know where they're going to be going if they are being redistricted.
Thank you. So we're looking at now, the Maryland state government has just recently named some Purple Star schools.
Yes.
And tell me what Purple Star schools are and what schools are in the Mead cluster.
Yep. Have been recognized. So we have three schools in the Mead cluster that just received their Purple Star award, which is Mead High School, MacArthur Middle School, and West Mead Early Education Center. The Purple Star program is really a program to just ensure that the schools are taking that extra step in creating a welcoming and equal, entrance for any military family. So some of the criteria in the application were things like identifying a military liaison point of contact for the school so that one person is kind of that gatekeeper for all things military, so that the families can contact that person. The other thing, there's several criteria, I'll just name a couple. Another is going above and beyond in celebrating any military holidays, such i.e. Veterans Day, doing ceremonies for those, and also having on their school website a link to take you right to military resources like the school liaison officer. So those are just a couple of the criteria that schools had to put into implementation to pass and get awarded.
So Keontae, you came last year?
2020, during COVID.
2020. How was the transition for your daughter into, did you feel that the Mead cluster was accommodating to military students?
To be honest, we had a little hard time. We had to do a lot of research on our own to figure out exactly where she was gonna go. And it wasn't really accommodating. We moved in the middle of the school year, coming in November. So
sounds horrible.
Yeah, she was basically thrown to like the wolves. Yeah. I hate to use that analogy, but that's how it was. She had to kind of figure it out on her own. But once I got involved, I started to learn more about what's available, what was open to us. I spoke hand in hand with the principal, Ms. Carla Steinbach at Mead Middle, which was very helpful with letting me know what's available to my child and to also make sure that she was registered for like active classes versus what she was in just taking regular standard classes.
So Keontae, are there area, are there things that you feel that this, even the Purple Star program, should offer to you all? Or because I know one thing that we discussed during our Friends of Mead meeting was trying to get a link where people who PCS into, you know, a different area, they'll have information on the schools. They can go directly to Meredith and learn more about what that all entails.
I think that will be great. I don't know if it was available to us back then, but starting this program now to help other people will be better, other students, because like I said, coming from different parts of the country, there's different curriculums, there's different requirements. So coming into as a middle school student or a high school student, it's different, especially knowing there's no sports in middle school. Mm-hmm. Coming from a state that's sports driven, we came from Texas, it's been driven in her since she was five. Yeah. That was a huge disadvantage to her coming here as far as middle school goes, trying to navigate on what clubs, mm-hmm. what options are available in the county or in the state that basically she can keep those skills up knowing that she wants to play in college. So as long as we, I guess, create a plan in place for students like that, I think this would be a good program to make sure.
Well, and actually Dr. Bedell has changed that. And next, I believe it's next school year, they're going to have sports in middle school now.
Perfect.
Yeah. Really? He identified that as a problem.
Yeah. Cause that's weird. Cause yes. Everything is like either county or rec, organization, yeah. like GORE rep.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
So did you know, well, you said something interesting about once I got involved, and I think this probably works for you too, Rita. Mm-hmm. You seem from our meetings as an involved parent. What did you hear about the Mead cluster schools before you started, and how much of that is actual curriculum based or is it parent involvement based? Like I'm just interested to know what your experiences are like in the Mead cluster.
I would say my daughter is in 11th grade, so she's in her junior year. There were definitely rumblings of a reputation for the school, I would say, for all the negative things, and I think all the positive things were suppressed. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter that is academically, she's on point. She plays sports. So I think for her experience has been better than most because she knows that you're a student athlete. You have to balance both worlds. So her coming in, understanding that there's going to be people doing things that you're not into, that's part of real life. You got to learn how to say no, the peer pressure, and having, you know, the home structure to help her navigate those different challenges and things she has never seen before. But I think, having Dr. Durr come in, because we kind of came in with Dr. Durr, mm-hmm. he had a different, I would say day one, he made a difference for me as a parent by referring to the students as scholars. Like that automatically to me elevated the whole persona of the student. You're assuming success. You're not mm-hmm. wondering if they're going to be successful. You're assuming they're successful. So that in and of itself just elevated the room for everyone, especially the students. Personally, I've had very positive experiences. Anything I've needed, I've been able to get for my child. I would say maybe I'm a little bit of a unicorn, but I also am involved. So I don't expect the school to do everything for my student. I know that there's gaps. I know that they need help, right? They need to be able to bridge the gap between the teachers and the students. And that's where I come in and I volunteer. That's why I'm on the PTSA, to help bridge that gap. So for me, it's what do you need from me as a parent to help fill in those voids where they're needed to make the scholars more successful. My daughter benefits from that as well as others. So I would say I'm very fortunate where I have a group of mothers that also feel the same way. So I know who I can call on and say, hey, they need the parents to do 1, 2, 3. And we all come together and we do it and we bring in others. So I think for us, it's just clearly communicating what our challenges are, making sure we know who to talk to, and then seeing how we can be part of that solution.
Well so you're said. Describing what is a perfect partnership, and that's what it should be.
Yeah. Yes. And I know that that's, you know, again, it's nirvana for me, you know, because that's, I know I'm not every parent. You know, some parents have those challenges. Some parents can't be as involved, right, for whatever reason. It's not that they don't want to be involved, but they just can't be for whatever reason. So for those that can be involved, I try to bridge that gap for all the parents, right? Mm-hmm. And I do hear from other parents to help represent their needs as well. And my daughter's very good at representing that.
So Rita, have you found that they were more academic or curriculum driven or more behavioral issues? What were you What were some of the challenges?
Some of the challenges were behavioral. And I mean, that's in every school. So I think to think that that doesn't exist, you just got to understand that that is not real world. Are there fights in school? Are there kids doing drugs? Are there kids doing the wrong things? Absolutely. But it's not the majority. It's really the minority. And unfortunately, that's what gets elevated as the majority. Yes.
So we get, my kid goes to Northeast, and we'll get, you know, maybe once or twice a month, we'll get a letter from the principal that something happened. To hear people, and we get a lot of this, Meredith and Monique and I, just from the installation side, we hear from parents every day that there's fights and there's anything, the worst possible imaginable environment happening at the school every day. How many, are you finding that accurate when your child comes home? I mean, are you getting like notices day after day?
No, they're very infrequent. It's really suppressed, especially in this last year. It has gone down significantly. And I know that Dr. Durr has had a mission to really bring that down and rewarding the scholars for having good behavior. I know there were some challenges in the past where the bathrooms were closed because, and I mean, my daughter complained about that. We complained to the administration about that. Was it a problem? Absolutely. Was it done for a reason? It was, but it wasn't, in our opinion, for the right reasons. So we had to come together and make sure that they understood that, you know, especially having being a mother of a young girl. She needs to be able to go to the bathroom for whatever reason. Not just because she's a girl, but any child should not have to wait to go to the bathroom or bypass the bathroom because it's locked.
And that happens at a lot of schools. Like I say, even at Northeast, they had to restrict bathrooms. But it seems like you restrict the bathroom at Meade and it gets talked about.
Absolutely. It was talked about.
You restrict the bathroom at another school and it doesn't even get mentioned.
Yeah, for some reason, the Meade district gets a bad rep for some reason. I don't know. As a newbie coming here, that was the first thing I heard. You're buying a house over there. You're getting a house over there. She's going to be going to Meade. Well, you know what that means for you? I'm like, no, what does it mean? So it puts like a pressure on you as a parent that's moving new to the location, has no idea. You're like, what did I set my kid up for? Considering the fact that I researched homes and made sure she was in a great, safe environment. And now you're telling me I'm going to put her in an environment that's unsafe to send her to a Meade school. But I personally, my child and myself, haven't experienced that. I don't know if it's because she's in all AP classes, she's always on a roll. I don't know what it is, but there is bullying at the school. There is fights, I can't say that, but she has a group of friends, they all excel. They're all straight, always on principal's honor roll. They're always on AB honor roll and they have no issues with the school. So outside of that, and I mean, there's minor issues of skipping and you know, like, they're middle school kids. They're getting
to see that in every school. Every school, that's right.
But I feel like for some reason, it's being brought up more in the Meade district as we're honing in on that issue as a problem school and a problem cluster when I'm not seeing anything any different than any other middle school or high school.
Yeah, I feel like it's we don't get the credit for the fact that, like you said, it's every school has these same set of problems. Why is it that Meade becomes the poster child for all things bad? And that's really, again, I think that's really the minority, not the majority.
And I'm glad that we're sharing this narrative because sometimes we always get that negative narrative. And then this is an opportunity for us to have a better narrative about the Meade Cluster Schools and just how, like you say, your daughter is excelling as well as how your daughter is excelling in school and what they and just some of the things that can be changed just if you come together as a parent and a group and look at the administration. So I do appreciate that. Let's pause for an installation update from our command information chief, Chuck Yang.
Hi, Chuck Yang here to share some upcoming events. First, Garrison Facebook Live Town Hall. Colonel Saad will host another Garrison Town Hall, providing informative topics that are happening on Fort Meade community. Facebook Live starts at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, 18 April. Tune in at www.facebook.com/ftmeade. Next is the annual Fort Meade Earth Day event. Join us for Earth Day, Wednesday, April 24, starting at 11 a.m. at Berber Lake Pavilion 1. Get the chance to hear from many Fort Meade community partners on the importance of conservation education. The Owl Moon Raptor Center will teach about local raptors and even bring a live owl. NASA will have a tabletop meadow and stormwater demonstration showcasing NASA's role in earth sciences. Maryland Master Gardeners Anne Arundel Chapter will be there to teach about native plants and gardening techniques. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will present information on native gardening and birds. So come celebrate with us as we recognize the importance of the natural habitat. Now back to the conversation.
No, but I'm glad you brought that up because it really, again, it's amazing the things you hear. And it's not that they're not real. It's just it's not the everyday in a life of a student.
That's the whole basis behind why we tried to set up the Friends of Mead group, because it really is a lot. Like we have, what, 3 AP or IB schools in the Mead cluster? Something ridiculous like that. We our middle school, they speak Chinese. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of
great things. There was an elementary school that I learned from the wellness event that they taught Chinese there too. I thought that was
huge. I think that the good thing seems to be put on like a site for us to see, like positive stuff. Because when you first, like when I started looking at houses, I was like, okay, what areas I'm going to avoid? And then I was like, well, what district does this school go to? Like, that's my first question. And then after that, I'm going to Facebook. And unfortunately, the bad apples run the Facebook and state exactly what's wrong with the school. So maybe we need to flood the narrative with more positive.
But you know what? People are naturally inclined to complain more than praise. And that's, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like even if you incent the praise, people, you don't have to be incented to tell the bad because you feel insulted or... You know, you just want to tell everybody your bad experience, but we need to, like you said, flip the narrative.
People go out of their way to find negative. Like, it could be perfect. Like, the sun is shining.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's too hot.
It's too bright. Yeah. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Meredith, how do military families, how are they benefiting now from the Friends of Mead?
Well, just the collaboration as a whole, getting, you know, just people at all different levels, being from the school system, Fort Meade, Fort Meade Alliance, different businesses that all come. That collaboration is essential, and they help plan like the spring and fall annual events for the Meade Cluster. So it's just, it's great outreach projects that are completed.
Have either of you been to the spring, the cluster events yet?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It's nice. It's a lot of people. Yeah. I can say people do come out for those cluster events, but when we host smaller events within the school, we hardly get parent participation. So I think one thing as a parent that we should do, we should support not all events. I understand things happen, but we should also support events throughout the year as well so that we can know what's going on with the school.
Mm-hmm. And when you all let me know that those events are taking place, because I have gotten a lot more information about the smaller events like the math night. There's also a career day at some of the cluster schools. I put that out there. I send that out to our, community here, our military community, so they'll know.
And our housing offices are putting up. But I did want to, so one thing, you know, during our monthly meeting that came up, and really the importance of parent interaction. So the aesthetics and the barbed wire around Meade High that, it was really interesting. We were going around and, you know, barbed wire for military, it's like barbed wire,
Yeah.
But then to hear it and to get to talk from other parents is like, well, we don't belong on Meade. Barbed wire has a totally different connotation to it. Mm-hmm. So it was really good to hear that feedback from the cluster. So, you know, we will be able to take at least some of the barbed wire down as Meade High finishes completion. So that's just one of the feedback mechanisms that we're getting now to help improve. Now, have either of you two know about the new school?
Yes.
That's what I was going to just bring up. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is it getting around at all at Meade Middle about the school they're going to, or?
Just the construction, you know, with it being right there, we see it. Every parent that drops it off, they're just trying to say, okay, so are we competing with the other schools by giving us a little bit of a new design, an upgrade? Is it going to change the inside as far as the teaching, the education? They're just asking those type of questions. What else is Meade High going to offer since it's going to be so flashy and new? But other than that, that's all we're really hearing at Meade Middle.
Well, it's going to change the look. I mean, so it's a new school costs 140. So seven run costs, is it seven run? Yeah. It costs about 140 million. Mead High is getting $125 million renovation. And I think
it's more than that because they DOD put in 113 and then 25 million from the school.
Yeah. So like 130,
yeah,
which is basically a new school, but that was really like the cornerstone event to let people know and that the Friends of Mead was coming through, that was sort of the capstone event. Cause we really do want kids that go to, I know our cluster is changing a little bit with redistricting, like some of the elementary schools, but it's still 10, 11 schools.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are
mm-hmm.
not, well, at least most of our students are off post. But it is going to be, we're walking through May 8th. You guys are coming,
yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, 18th, May 18th.
May, is it yes. May 8th or May 18th?
May 18th.
Yeah.
The 18th?
That's the leadership walkthrough.
No, I'm sorry.
The leadership walk.
The leadership walk.
Yeah.
All these May 8th.
No. So it just scared me. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, I just wanted to thank you both for your involvement in the PTSA. I know, Keontae, you're not, the president currently. However, yes, your involvement means a lot. How can other parents get involved? What can they do? How can they get involved in the...
Just get involved. I mean, and I'll just do a quick little PSA for the PSA. So just to understand what the Parent Teacher Student Alliance Association is, our mission is to make every child's potential a reality by engaging and empowering families and communities to advocate for all children. So that is our mission. And we state that in every meeting just to really set the tone for what it is we're intending to do. We've been meeting virtually because we understand a lot of parents are very busy. It's hard to get to places. It's enough to get your kid to and from, let alone if you've got multiple kids. So we've been meeting virtually to really allow the opportunity for all parents to get engaged. We just don't have a lot of parents that turn out. And I don't know if it's because they just are too busy or they just don't want to. But we want to have more parents engaged. We do have the administration is very supportive of PTSA. Dr. Lyons is on every meeting. Dr. Durr will also attend those meetings. So you do get direct communication with the administrators and they do take action. Anything that's brought up on those meetings, we hold them accountable. So we take notes and we follow up. Hey, this parent asked you to follow up on fill in the blank. So it allows you to almost have a front seat opportunity to engage directly with the administrators. And it's not just a complain session, right? Mm-hmm. It's really, let's share the information, help you understand all the different opportunities that are available. Because sometimes you miss them because there's just so much going on. So just having parents show up. We do have a website. If you Google Mead PTSA, you'll go directly to our site. We don't have a vanity URL. But if you Google that, you'll find all of our information for you to know when our next meetings are. Actually, our next meeting is on April the 4th at 6:30. And we have Colonel Hewitt will be our guest speaker. So we are really trying to make those connections and close those gaps between Mead High specifically and our military community. So
and
we
how
encourage.
How did you meet Colonel Hewitt? Was that during the Friends of Mead?
It was group? Friends of Mead. Perfect. So
we got to tell them who Colonel Hewitt is.
Yes, okay. Please.
Yeah. So Colonel Hewitt is the, he works with the United States Cybercom. And he is the director or government relations?
So congressional relations, but yeah, General Hawk, who's the new four-star, basically also tapped him as his school point of contact.
Yes.
Which that is actually, so most of the people who are in the community, they know Cybercom and NSA are like our senior commands, but now that their commander has come on absolutely focused on schools, so there's a lot of things mm-hmm. where they're in the pike and a lot of stuff that Meredith is working on to increase involvement. And his stated goal is to make the Mead cluster the school system a choice to where parents fight to stay here, fight to get assigned here, which ultimately makes it better for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have regular meetings? I know you had they're virtual, but is it like a set day of the month,
week,
every month?
Yeah, we set them at the beginning of the school year. So our bylaws require that we meet, I think, at least 3 or 4 times a year. So we set the calendar in advance. It's the first Thursday of the month that we do meet. So our next meeting is in April. So April the 6th at 6:30. There's a Zoom link information for you to go in and register. So it's just an opportunity for you to come in and hear from Colonel Hewitt as we're building that partnership with him. And it's just an opportunity, again, to hear what's going on in the school as we prepare for the reopening in the fall. You know, impacts and redistricting. We've touched on all of those topics in the PTA meeting.
And I plan on being at that meeting.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, and I also will attend. Yeah. I just, you know, thought about it. Yeah, I'll attend as well.
Yeah.
Now, Reed, I want to go back to, I know that you're going to be adding some additional support to the Meet Cluster event, the spring event that's taking place May 18th.
Yes.
Tell us about that. What you all are planning for the seniors, as well as just all your involvement there.
Yeah, so one of the things, just to our earlier conversation about reputation, we just came together. It's a mighty, mighty team of our PTSA, but we had decided we wanted to do something to create a moment that matters for our graduating seniors. So we just said, let's try to put together a senior parade. Great. So we're going to have our senior parade following the Meade Cluster event on May 18th from 2:00 to 5:00. And the idea is to celebrate these graduating seniors and really create a positive moment for the community, inside the community, to your point, to be able to have something positive to talk about and look forward to. So the goal is really to have a peer-to-peer recognition of the kids in their clubs, have raffle prizes, and just make it a fun time, you know, photo booth, DJ, and just allow them to have a good time, hopefully off their phones or just at least, you know.
They won't be
going anywhere.
Well, yeah, the phones like going in. Off their phones as much as it, in terms of being able to have a face-to-face interaction. Of course, it's going to be a lot of selfies, but at least they'll be together creating a great moment leading up to graduation. And really the vision is to expand that out. So this year we wanted to start small and focus on our graduating seniors, but the goal is to expand this out. So we include our scholars going from middle school to high school. So it becomes kind of like this community celebration of all of the kids in their transition years. I have a vision for it. So call me a little bit of a, I'll give you guys a sneak peek. But the idea is eventually I would like to see it have our kindergartners lead this processional in their cap and gowns, if you can envision that, right? Hey. Not this year. This is not this year, just to be clear. This is the vision. We're growing into that. So if you have them kind of leading, and it's almost like a foreshadowing of them graduating, and then you have the seniors kind of follow them. So that's the idea, is to give all of our scholars this opportunity to feel like, oh my God, I finished. I can celebrate this moment. So creating these moments that matters in our Meade Cluster community is the idea. So we're going to start small this year and build it out over the years.
That sounds beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, I want to say, as we wrap up for this conversation, is there anything, I'm going to just kind of direct this to the parents right now. Just is there anything that you want to share with our listeners? I want to hear from both of you. So,
well, I'll start. Just basically, if you want to change anything, I like to say get involved. There's no minimum, there's no maximum, just get involved. If something, you have an issue with something, voice your opinion. That's how I started getting involved. And I do know at Meade Middle, Carla Steinbach's doors is always open. So just send her a message, call the front desk. She will return your call and we'll make sure that, you know, whatever your issue is, or if you just want to say, hey, let's make this change, we'll be glad to hear that.
No, and I want to echo that. Get involved. I think if there is a message today, is we need more parents to get involved. There's any time you can give would be very beneficial. Sometimes it's not necessarily attending the meetings. Find out what's going on. Be part of the committee. Sometimes it's a donation that helps you get involved, because you can't always give your time. But if I could take just a minute just to highlight a couple of other things that the PTSA will be highlighting for the rest of the year. So again, we have our next all members meeting on Thursday, April 4th at 6:30. Check out our website, Meade PTSA. If you Google that, you'll be able to find information on our meeting. We're also sponsoring a prom boutique inside the school for our Meade seniors, April 11th and 12th. So if you have any donations of gently used formal wear, male, female, jewelry, clothing, you could drop it off at Meade High School. There's also donation boxes at Severn Library. We'll pick them up and then we're going to have a boutique. And the idea is it allows anybody that comes in that's going to prom, if they find something that's a great fit, it's theirs. There's no cost. So it's basically a service we're offering to our Mead scholars. And the idea is if you're not using it, if you used it one time, you have an opportunity to pass it on. And we have over 100 dresses. So when I tell you we have a boutique, we have a boutique. Yeah. So anybody that wants to help support that, feel free to do so. As we mentioned, we have the cluster event on May 18th from 2 to 5. On our website, you will find Sign Up Geniuses next week. We haven't finished them, but those will be online next week. If you want to donate a box, a basket for our silent auction event, we're definitely looking to raise $2,500 in scholarships as part of our Mead Cluster Event Senior Parade. So we're going to do that through the silent auction and the 50-50 raffle. And then the last thing I'd like to highlight is our Teacher Appreciation Week, which is May 6th through the 10th. So anyone that wants to help celebrate our administration, our teachers, for all the wonderful things they do for our students, there'll be an opportunity for you to donate gift cards, donate your time, donate some of the things that will be requested through the Sign Up Genius. We welcome your support as well for
that. So does that get down to kitchen staff, janitors, and everybody else? Because one thing I've noticed, I mean, I have couple of friends who work within a school, and teachers deserve a whole lot of appreciation. This is not a rail against teachers. I love teachers. My father-in-law is a teacher, but there's other people who work in the school that play a really big part in, you know, making sure our kids. Do you guys do anything? Are you looking to do anything to make sure that they're feeling appreciated as well?
Yeah, so it's funny you say that, because every year we have a group of folks. I can't call them by name, but There are gentlemen that are very beneficial in helping us get in and out of the school.
Yeah.
I always make sure we set aside something for them because they don't always have time. I do know my partner in crime, Jaquetta Jacobs, who's the president of the PTSA. She does go in and do special recognition for our different parts of the school team that don't always get the big recognition. Yeah. But just bringing in a box of donuts as a token of thank you, just to acknowledge them. But yes, we said we were going to do a better job of making sure they get a little bit more recognition for all that they do.
That is awesome. Everyone, thank you for joining us today. And thank you to everyone who tuned in to this episode of For Me Declassified. We hope you enjoyed our conversation about the impact of the Mead Cluster Schools and how military families and students are supported. Remember to stay connected with Fort Meade on social media and the My Army Post app for the latest installation updates. We'll catch you next time on Fort Meade Declassified. Life ain't gotta be hard, just keep it basic.